Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, inviting you to church and, of course, to stay tuned to the broadcast for a little while. I would try to bring to you a message from God's Word, God's precious book. Amen. Getting back to the book. Pick your Bible up. Get the dust off of it. Get the cobwebs off of it and read it, study it. And God will bless you for it. Amen. Good to be here this morning. We thank you for taking time to tune us in today. Hope it can be a blessing to your heart and your life. This morning, you're facing problems and cares and burdens and those things that are everyday life of ours in this world. But I'm telling you, God's grace is always sufficient for every need that we have. He's always there, present in every situation. He's always got the power to do whatever needs to be done to deliver us or to walk with us through it. And so God's a good God. He's a great God this morning. Good to be here. And I hope you're getting ready to be in the house of God this morning. Invite you to come be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church today, where Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach you the Word of God, and it'll be a blessing to your heart. Know if you'll come and hear the message today. Sunday school at 10, worship at 10:45, back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesday evening. So we invite you to come to all the services, and God will bless you for me if you'll do that and be in the house of God today. I was glad, David said, when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. It's a good place to go to. Not many folks think a lot of it today. This world don't like it. The world don't love it. But I tell you, Jesus died for it and gave himself for the church. And I praise God to be a part of it this morning. Good to be saved. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer now and pray for your needs today. You're got a burden that's fresh in your heart this morning and want to pray with you for that. Fathers, we bow in your presence today. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the throne of grace. Thank you for mercy and for help in the time of need. Thank you for forgiveness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for cleansing in that blood. And I pray, Lord, you bless every need in radio land today. Many folks have burdens. They've got needs of their lives today. God, would you please touch them and help them today to lay their cares upon you. Bring them to the throne of grace. Obtain that mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Lord, we need you today. We need you these last days. We're living in the days of apostates and all things that are going wrong in our world today. But I'm glad you're still on the throne and the church is still alive and well. And one day you're going to come back and get us out of this mess we're in today and set it all right one day. Thank God for that. And I pray, Lord, have your way now and give us a good day of the Lord. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today. And you listen as they sing.
Angels praise and
tell you, takes the blood. If you don't have the blood applied, you don't believe in the blood, you don't believe in the virgin birth, the blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are lost today. But I tell you, it's by faith, for by grace through faith you are saved, and that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. You must be born again, Jesus said. It has to be a spiritual birth take place in the heart and life of every person that goes to heaven. You must be born again. If you haven't been, you are not going. And so you need to get saved today before it's too late. Have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing. Amen. Well, turn the Bibles this morning to the book of Jude. The book of Jude this morning, right? The first book before Revelation, the book of Jude. And we're going to continue a thought that we've had for several weeks on apostasy, the apostates of our day, marks of the apostates, the practice of the apostates. They're practicing things that are unscriptural. And certainly blinded by their own depravity, and they're practicing today what they want to do, even though it's wrong in the sight of God. Don't pay attention to the Bible. They don't appreciate the preaching. They are completely unaware of their situation. as so dire and so grave in the sight of God. Given over to reprobate mind, they're practicing the things that they're doing today without fear nor favor of Almighty God. But God's going to judge every apostate. He's going to judge them. Amen. And the Bible says, appointed every man wants to die. After this, the judgment. And he's going to judge every person. But I tell you, the apostates of our day, the apostates of the past days, whatever, they're going to be judged by an Almighty God, because God's real. God is alive. God is the creator of all things. God is the provider of salvation for sinful men. God provided to us truth to follow and to practice and to hear. And men have rejected that. They've turned away from that. And God's going to judge them for it. Amen. The book of Jude, we're going to read this chapter this morning. It speaks a lot for itself. And we want to read that today for the message today. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, identified himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, immediately placing himself apart from those that he's talking about. He's a servant of Jesus Christ. He is serving the Lord. He is a servant. Amen. He is faithful to his master. And so he's a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. And brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. So he's sending this letter to the believers that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, and preserved in Christ, sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Christ Jesus. He's sending this letter to them. So there's something they need to know in view of their position in the Lord. God has placed us in a position with him. And we need to know some things, how to avoid some things that are in the world today, how to stay away from things that would wreck our lives, wreck our testimony, and wreck our families and our churches and our homes. And we need to stay away from that today. But he said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And that verse, the Lord tells us here that he wants to write to us about the common salvation. It's a common salvation. It's for everybody. Everybody can get saved by God's grace. And it was needful, he said, for me to write unto you and exhort you, encourage you, that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Contend for the faith. You need to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Stand for something. Stand for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. So in that verse, it tells me in that last part of it that what God has given us don't grow old. It don't outdate itself. It's always relevant to every dispensation, to every time for children of God. And our faith is relevant to our success in this world today. And so he said that we could contend for the faith. We're to stand for something and not instead of falling for everything that comes along. And so we find that he said, and didn't I? He said, which was once delivered unto the saints. It was given to the saints of God, entrusted to the saints. God has given to us, entrusted us with the truth of the Word of God. He gave us a book. He gave us a Bible. And he entrusted us with that we should contend for the faith. In other words, he gave us something to fight with. He didn't send us into the arena of this world, into the cage of the devil, and without any way to fight, but he put something before us. We've got the book. We've got the Word of God. It was delivered unto the saints. God gave his Bible to every saint of God, and we've got something to fight with. And so if you don't know what's in it, you need to read it. Amen. You need to read it. And so he said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you. And Paul is saying here, I was very careful to write unto you the things that I'm writing here. It was not an off-the-cuff writing. It was not an afterthought that he had. But I'm telling you, it was something he had given all diligence to. He was made sure that it was coming from the Lord. He made sure that it was coming with the Holy Ghost of God. He didn't pin down anything that he didn't feel like the Holy Ghost was moving on him to pin down. So he gave all diligence. If only today we'd be so careful with the Word of God as Jude was. If we'd just be as careful with the Scripture as Jude was. He gave all diligence to write unto us of the coming salvation. And so he is very careful. We need to be careful what we deliver, be careful what we teach and what we preach and what we tell folks and witness to folk about. And we give all diligence. Be aware, for there are certain men. The reason for it was, and the reason for it is, he said, for certain men, there are certain men. Now, he's not talking about fallen angels. He's not talking about the devil here in this particular scripture, in this verse, but he's talking about men. Men that have been subject to the Word of God, men that have been confronted with the Scriptures, men that have rejected the Lord Jesus and rejected the Word of God and caught up in their own sins. Brother, he is that certain men are crept in. They do it purposely, crept in. They're slipping up on us. They're creeping in to us. They're putting their influence around us into our family. And they're doing the same thing today in the schools of our day. They're putting things in the minds of the young folk and the Christians and putting things in the minds of those that are established in the truth. But he said, as certain men crept in unawares, not really aware of who they are. They're fooling. They're hypocrites. They are not what they call themselves. They are not what they say they are. They're apostates. They're apostates that have departed from the things of God, rejected the truth of God's word. And so he said, who were before of old, has ordained to this condemnation. These are men that have given themselves over to these things and given themselves over to this condemnation. They have one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to wreck the lives of those that are saved and to keep folks that are not saved from getting born again. They have one purpose, is to wreck lives and ruin lives. That's what they're for. Amen. That's what they're for, which before of old ordained to this condemnation. I've always been them kind of folk around. And you can recognize them. They eventually will give themselves away. The Bible said ungodly men. Ungodly men. Nothing godly about them. Nothing godly about them. Only empty words and just empty clouds without any rain. I mean just empty. And ungodly men, turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. They won't accept who he is and his morality and his standards and what he stands for. They won't accept his message of salvation. They won't accept his message of sanctification. They will not accept anything, a Christian that will change men's lives, but they can just go in their own way, caught up in their own ungodly ways. And the Bible said, I will therefore put you, and he said, denying the only Lord God, I will therefore put you in remembrance. Though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. He's reminding these folks today, reminding those that have been trying to be affected with those today. He said, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt. Oh, thank God that deliverance. that deliverance, how soon it's forgotten by those that have heard the message and rejected the word of God, and afterward destroy them that believe not. You can rest assured, my friend, that those that don't believe is going to be destroyed. Those that don't believe are going to go by the way of the flesh and the grave and the devil and the hell. And you can rest assured of that. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Oh, even those angels that fell, how reserved in chains until that great day of judgment, when God will judge every person and every angel according to his word. And my friend will bring judgment upon them, and they'll be cast into the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's going to come, and that's going to happen. He's trying to remind these believers here to be aware of those folks that reject the word of God and reject the scriptures. And he said, but left their own habitation, hath reserved an everlasting change under the judgment, under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. The great day when God's going to judge men, and whether they're going to judge sin, just exactly like that he said that he would. And the angels are not going to get away with their rebellion and their sin. Those that followed Satan and Lucifer, those that followed him, are reserved and changed, going to be put away until the judgment of the great day. And I'm telling you, my friend, there's a time when God's going to put chains upon the devil for 1,000 years and bring about a full deliverance of the creation that he created perfect, and bring it back to the fruition that it's supposed to be. And whether until then, he's going to put the devil in chains until the day of judgment of the great God, the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, he's reminded them. Now listen, friend, God reminds this world today and the apostates of our day that Sodom and Gomorrah was real. It really happened to them. Had the Bible said, and Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Oh, yes, my friend, that's what he said there. Had the Bible said that Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities thereabout. So it don't matter today if it's not a certain city, you go any place going to face the judgment of God that's rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And it became a community thing. It became a citywide thing. Sodom and Gomorrah was contaminated and with the contamination of the apostates of their day, and for the wretchedness of sin and the perverts of the day. Our brother was ruling the day in Sodom and Gomorrah, but God brought judgment upon them, and the Bible said they were living in fornication, had giving themselves over unto fornication. Amen. That was a way of life for them. They gave themselves over to that way of life. They didn't want any salvation of God. They didn't want to hear what the Lord had to say. They gave themselves over to fornication and strange flesh. That's perverted flesh. That's the homosexual flesh. Amen. That means men with men, women with women. That's what he's talking about, strange flesh. And that's strange to God. God didn't create man that way and never will. Amen. God created man and he created woman. He made them distinctly different. And brother, that's exactly the way God made that. So don't blame God with sin. Don't blame God with those that's getting a perversion. Don't blame God with that. It's not the Lord's fault. It's the devil's fault and men's fault. So there's men that are crept in unawares that are bringing upon those there in that day, bringing upon them the sins of apostasy and perverseness of sin, fornication, and the strange flesh, and all these things, and set forth for an example. For an example. Now let's stop there just a minute. There it is, an example of what God thinks about apostasy. There's an example on what God thinks about that wholesale sin of our day. Brother thinks the same thing about that as he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. And judgment will come. Judgment will come according to the word of the living God. Amen. And said that, And likewise, these also, these filthy dreamers, defile the flesh, amen, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities, amen, have no respect at all for the good things of God, amen, and defile the flesh. Filthy dreamers have their thoughts on evil continually, every waking day of their life, and even their dreams are filled with filthy dreams, and those things that are taking place, and in their hearts and minds, and despising dominion, don't want anybody to tell them what to do, don't want anybody to tell them what's wrong. Don't preach to me, don't tell me what I'm doing's wrong. They won't accept that, they won't listen to it. That's the reason there's forsaking of the churches of our day, is because they want to hear about the salvation of God and the judgment of God that's going to come upon this world. And so it's going to happen. Amen. And so listen and speak evil of dignities. I mean, they have no respect for those in authority, and rebellion and sin and all these things that are taking place, the rights and everything that's taking place. And that they were doing the same thing in Sodom and Gomorrah, riding in the street, parading down the street, unashamed, and committing their sins. That was what's to God will judge that. God's going to judge that. You can rest assured that God's not asleep. God's not going on vacation. Brother, God's aware of everything that's taking place, and he will judge sin according to the Word of God. Amen. And so this is what apostasy looks like. That's what apostasy is. Rejecting the Word of God. Rejecting the Holy Ghost. And speaking evil of dignities, living in sin and fornication, and all these things taking place in their lives. Well, our time is gone. God bless you. Get right with God. Stay right with God. God help you, is our prayer on the next Sunday. Amen.